You have reached the Mad Late Show. For Dope Ass Podcast, press 1. For everything else, go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm! Everybody calm down!
I married my dream girl. Marry my dream girl. But she didn't tell me her credit was bad.
So,
instead of living in the pleasant suburbs, we're living in the basement at her mom and dad's. Can't get a gun, and I'm a fan of a loan. And then tell me about her whole credit card.
That was horrible.
I don't remember the rest of the song, but.
Damn, shout out to people who remember that creditreport.com song. And that band, they made a few songs.
They made 9 commercials.
9 fucking
for
bangers.
Credit Report.
Yeah, 9 fucking bangers. But I don't think those songs.
We Credit Karma folk out here, so.
The Credit Report. It's not Credit Karma.
And I'm saying that we are Team Credit Karma out here.
Oh, that's funny.
So,
but what's really the OG song? Because I think that the OG song is a education connection song.
Get connected
for free. Education connection.
Getting my degree online, living in my own time.
Education. With the best college for free.
Get connected for free.
Education connection.
I'm working for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. So now I've got to see which college is right for me. I went on the internet and found Connection. I took some free tests to find out my direction. I'm taking my classes online, getting my degree on my own time. Education Connection matched me with the right college for free. Get connected for free with Education Connection. Get connected for free with Education Connection.
I feel like that only played, like, if you watched the channel The End, back when they would play Degrassi. I feel like that, okay, so I remember hearing that song on other channels, but it would play on that channel the most.
Okay, well, first off, you're...
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Suave. You got Desi in the house.
Because he's literally having a serious conversation, and we didn't even start yet.
Yo, yeah. Yo, we out here tonight. What's up, y'all?
What's good, everybody?
Desi's
happy
teeth
week.
Hurt.
I am speaking through the wire right now.
She's through the wire. Desi's mouth is wired shut right now. She's the new Kanye. Right down to the wire.
Even through the wire.
Yo, listen. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? We hope everybody's doing good, doing blessed.
How's everybody's week doing?
Yeah.
Week's doing. That, right now. That was horrible. How's
answer
everybody's
that.
Week going?
Yeah, answer that right now. Fuck it.
I want to play Dora the Explorer. Wait. How was your week? Great. Mine too.
Mine too. Every time she would do that, I would be like saying a whole bunch of crazy shit. And I thought that was hilarious. Now that I'm older, I'm like, everybody.
What was your
that.
Favorite part of the day?
And I'd be like, bitch.
Mine too.
Yo, but seriously though, Education Connection.
I think you're right. I think it only played on those shows, on those channels that were like specifically for teens. Like, they don't have The N anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
Shout out to everybody who's old enough to know what The N is.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about it last episode with the whole Degrassi shit.
Yeah.
But, and keep in mind, I said that I thought The N was an adult version, like a teenage version of Nickelodeon. It wasn't Nickelodeon. It was
Noggin. But Noggin, isn't Noggin part of Nickelodeon?
Kind of. It's like their Canadian brand or some shit.
Oh.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Because I was like, people used to be like, oh, the toddler version of Nickelodeon was Nick Jr. I remember that.
And I used to get down with Nick Jr. I ain't
and then
front.
There was Teen Nick.
Teen Nick. Yeah.
And that's where we would get like Zoe 101 and
my
like,
boy Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck Megan.
I like to cuss a little. It's the same bitch, right? I think my favorite word is fuck. But yeah, but Noggin.
Oh, and then Nick at Night. That was the after hours. That's when shit Nick got serious. Night was it was like, smashing and shit on that.
No.
Yeah, the Cosby Show. I used to love that shit.
Smashing. You so
yeah, sometimes it. Mr. Huxtable yeah, Nick and Mrs. at Night Huxtable was
like,
get in bed
I was
together.
Gonna say there was like a lot of old sitcoms on Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they even played Happy Days at one point.
No, I mean, they played stuff that was so old that I was just like, this doesn't make sense. Like, Sanford and Son? Why is that on Nick
Why
at
Night?
Why
is that Nick at Night? Yeah. Like, but I think I understand. It's because of, for the parents... At night, like after
I know,
the kids
but
go to bed.
It's still Nickelodeon, so it has a sometime it has to kind of correlate a little bit.
Yeah, didn't they used to have like Golden Girls at Nick at Night too?
Yeah, that's okay. Nick at Night is where I watched the Cosby Show, and I'm still one of those people that I feel like I love the fucking Cosby Show, like yeah. from beginning to end. I fucking love the Cosby Show,
and they play Fresh Prince at Nick at Night.
They would play that, yeah. But I feel like they never made original content for Nick at Night. You get what I'm saying?
They yeah,
never
like
made
they didn't have a Nick at Night show.
A Nickelodeon type show for adults. They never made that. They just played reruns from like TV Land.
TV Land, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so I used to have a channel, right? Like my parents at one point.
Oh, you had the Spice Channel.
No, they paid for like a really crazy.
Desi doesn't know what that is. I'm sorry.
My parents paid for like a really crazy package at one point for, hey, I think it was like we had it for a trial for a few months
mm-hmm.
and we had like a crazy amount of channels, right? And one of the channels that I got addicted to was the game channel or the game show channel. And they would just play really old ass game shows like Family Feud, but way back when it was like super sexual harassy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where they, the like, TV host would wife, go right? out and like. The host, kiss all the girls. Yeah.
The host would just walk up to the wife and be like, "Oh, so you're
How
Mrs.
You,
Johnson?
Sweetie?
You're gonna go next. Let me see. Let me feel your lips real quick, and then just give her a quick kiss, and then just keep going."
Celebrity like match game, but like the old version.
Yeah.
Password, but the really really old version. Like all the OG game shows, and I used to love that shit. Like I was addicted to it. But anyways, that's besides the point.
Well, talking about game shows, and if we take it back to Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, we used to have some good-ass game shows. Obviously, everybody remembers like the whole...
Hidden Temple.
Like Hidden Temple, Legends of the Hidden Temple. That shit was...
I heard
like,
they're bringing that back.
Yeah.
They're bringing that back.
Like an adult version.
An
of it,
adult
right?
version, yeah.
I feel like I saw that like 2 years ago, and I never saw it. Did it come back and
know.
It was ass?
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that.
Maybe it came back and it was trash. But Slime Time, like they had all these crazy shows.
Slime Time. That used to happen like in between the shows though, like the Slime Time game show.
But I remember there was once a time where they made like this ultimate game show on Nickelodeon and it was like families would come and they'd have to do stuff together, like crazy shit, like climb walls, like do mad shit. That was very short lived. Very, very short lived. Are you really looking up?
I'm looking to see if they brought back Legends of the Hidden Temple.
All right, don't take too long on that because fuck them.
You're so annoying.
I don't like them talking rocks. The fucking. I don't like a stone with a face on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's supposed to be this year. They're supposed to be coming out with the Hidden Temple on the CW.
Yo, can we talk on the CW real quick?
The CW, man.
Okay, let me just say this because I feel like it was like a few weeks ago I mentioned this to you.
Yeah.
You know how every channel has their little series and shows and you could tell they belong to a certain network. Yeah. I feel like shows that are from the CW, like they have a lot of fans, right? Like people fucking love shows from the CW.
I want to say the CW, in my opinion, is one of the more successful networks because they have the shows that are the most long running.
Yeah.
They have really long running
shows. And
shows
that people love, right? So you got like Supernatural, shit like that.
Supernatural.
Smallville and all that. But then you
Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, right? But then they also got all those DC dumbass shows, right? Like The Flash.
Honestly, I can't sit through any of them. I know everybody's going to be like, wow, you crazy. Da-da-da. I can't sit through any of the CW versions of their superhero shows. Yeah, I cannot. It's too cringy. And I know people
that will go so hard for Arrow and Flash and shit. But I got a hot take right now. I'm just going to put it out there. I feel like I don't like shit that the CW makes. And I know that's OD hot take because you like Vampire Diaries.
I love Supernatural and Vampire Diaries. Those are my two favorite shows.
But you can admit that they have this quality to them that you can tell they're CW.
Yeah. Were they low-key kind of trash? Like, I'm watching it as a... Let me tell you something. And before anybody comes at me and they're like, wow, I can't believe you come at Vampire Diary like that and this, that. First of all, I'm an avid watcher of Vampire Diary and Supernatural. I've seen them all. All seasons, finished them all. And I've seen Supernatural all the way through twice. I'm that big of a fan. But as a watcher, even I know it's like kind of shitty too.
Bless you. How you sneeze on the podcast, yo? What the fuck is that? Now you got people driving to work and they over here like Zintight.
Sorry.
You just messed up somebody's day.
I'm so sorry. It came out of nowhere. So sorry.
God damn.
But even sitting down and watching Supernatural, sometimes I would watch certain episodes. I'm like, this is kind of like cringe or kind of like...
This is like a little corny element kind of, to them.
Right. There's a little cheese.
Yeah. Like this involved. Is something that's a little corny about all even CW now, shows.
Like I'm rewatching all of the Vampire Diaries again. And while I'm watching it, there's still like a little bit of cheese. Where I'm like, oh, this is kind of cheesy, but it's, I love it. I love it.
That shit makes me, I'm like, is this Vampire Diaries or fucking Seven Heaven? Like, it's the same shit. I feel like I'm watching the same show.
Love them, though. They're great shows. And there's a reason why they're long running. Like, I think Supernatural was like 15 seasons. And Vampire Diaries, what is it, like 12?
Yeah, that's beast.
They're long running shows.
Nah, man. I just feel like I can spot a CW show from a mile away.
Yeah. Like, if I was watching it, I can tell, like, what network it's from.
Yeah. But then it's also funny because then you got, like, those shows that belong to, like, the ABC family.
Oh, I hate those shows. They suck.
Well, isn't, like, Pretty Little Liars and all those shows
Pretty
on
Little Liars. What's the one that got really big? Once Upon a Time. Oh, my God.
All those shows that are all also, like, are Disney so princess, cringe. But, like, real life type shit.
Oh, my God. They're so bad. I remember my sister fell in love with Once Upon a Time. And I remember sitting through a couple episodes and being like, yo, this shit is so bad. What the hell is going on?
But there's people that love those ABC shows. I feel like an ABC show, you could tell is an ABC show.
Yeah, you can tell. It's like really bad CGI. You look at that
shit, you're like, this is some ABC family shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some networks just have that thing to them. That like that you could just tell it came from that network. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From
back in the day. Some networks that just only have sitcoms. What network did How I Met Your Mother play on?
That was a NBC.
NBC?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, because now NBC has what, Big Bang now?
Yeah, yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
Is it NBC? All I know is that I think it's Peacock. So it's
Peacock, now it's Peacock.
Yeah. So they pretty much had they've always had really good sitcoms.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell they're from the same family. Like, yeah, Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, shit like that. They have like a certain element where it feels like they're recording it in the same fucking studio.
Yeah. Friends, where was that filmed at?
I think that was also Friends and Seinfeld. All those shows came from the same network.
It's Peacock now, right?
Yeah. But it was NBC, so... Yeah, and then the other big player was CBS, but nobody cared about that because that was with the eyeball. That was channel number two back in the day. That was nothing.
Channel two, yeah. What the fuck played on there?
The news. Oh.
The news. Well, wait a minute. Where was like Will and Grace and Frasier and stuff? Was that CBS?
That actually played on CW back in the day, but it was a different type. See, CW 11, so they're... Their serious shows all feel like they're the same. Their sitcoms were kind of different because they used to have like Reba, right?
Oh, I used to love Reba.
Like Reba, Grounded for Life. I used to love
Reba. Mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops.
Oh, man.
Fucking love Reba.
Grounded for Life was a gem.
Ooh,
Grounded for Life. And that shit, by the way, y'all can watch Grounded for Life for free. Like, there's an app called IMBD or some shit like that on your smart TV or whatever. Like, you could just look it up. That shit is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That show
ended
still
it early, though. They just ended it out of nowhere.
Yeah, that show only went up to like 4 or 5 seasons. Like, 4 seasons, I think.
Yeah, but they cut it off. Like, there wasn't like, you know how most shows end, they have like a final episode and yeah, it's like it really just sad playing, or man. Whatever. It just stopped playing.
Yeah.
Like, shit was still going on and then it stopped. We're like, okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, happens? It was like we were waiting for Uncle Eddie's next date and then it just never came. Yeah. That show was super slept on. Like, I that love Grounded for Life. But yeah, when it came to sitcoms, it was different. It was different.
Okay.
I don't know how the fuck we ended up on CW.
I don't know.
It had nothing also, to do with shit.
CW, I think, is king because they used to have, right? Like, they were also the channel that used to go for Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, okay. So Saturday
That's
morning
why the
cartoon
CW
lineup,
was like...
Their lineup was crazy, but I'm going to tell you right now why.
They reign king.
Because
in the TV
the
world.
The Saturday morning cartoons... circuit was crazy, right? For people, and this is for people who didn't have cable. Saturday mornings, the only way to watch cartoons was either Channel 5, which mm-hmm. was Fox, Channel 7, ABC, and CW.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to switch between those channels.
Depending on what you like.
Because it's like 2 episodes
which,
of your of
there
a
was
cartoon.
A channel that was doing Toonami or Tsunami. That was
no, Cartoon Network. But first,
but there was a channel that would only do mainly like anime. It was like Digimon.
Yeah, that was Fox. Let me just break this down real
okay,
quick
okay.
because I feel like this is what made CW like king.
Yeah.
This is what made them. First of all, Fox was used to be king because yeah. Fox at one point was the only network that had like comic book series. Like they would play Marvel shows and DC shows as cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they used to play Spider-Man.
And shit like that. And then eventually, for some reason, the Batman shows went to CW. It's kind of weird. But all the, like, Spider-Man shows and all those cool fucking cartoons, they were on Channel 5, like Fox. Yeah. Now, ABC had, like, more kid-friendly shows, but they were good. Like, they had Doug.
Yeah,
like,
Doug.
Like, Doug was good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had Recess.
Recess
was
gosh.
Fucking fine.
Which is funny because these are all now Disney owned, right?
Yeah. They're ABC Disney is Disney. Is, they,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They merged.
Belong
they
to
merged.
Them now.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So, CW, they were kind of struggling for a minute there, right?
Yeah.
They had some decent shows, but they were kind of struggling, right? Like that fucking Jackie Chan show wasn't all that. That little cartoon show, right? So,
Jackie Chan and
so. The shit that made CW, like, fucking go off.
They decided to own Looney Tunes, didn't they?
Oh, they had Looney Tunes. They had all the Looney Tunes.
They owned Looney Tunes.
So they had, like, Pinky the Brain, Animaniacs, and shit like that. But the shit that made them undeniable, like, you
had
to watch.
This is way back when, before they turned into the CW, they were the WB.
The WB 11. That's what I remember them as.
WB. Yeah.
Warner Brothers 11.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a powerhouse. Now, the shit that made people say, like, fuck the other channels for cartoon, I'm strictly watching Channel 11, is that they got the contract to fucking play Pokemon.
Yes.
And you could only watch Pokemon on WB 11
yeah.
on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And it hit you with, like, 2 episodes back to back.
Yeah.
That was
I remember that was also the channel where they played, like, the movie.
Yeah.
The Pokemon movie. Yeah.
Nah, yeah. That channel was different because even on a
Saturday.
There
were also the channel that used to play Power Rangers.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Power Rangers was a Fox 5 show.
Really? I feel like it was the same channel. I think it was WB. No, maybe. Actually, no.
I feel like it might be Channel 5, but like that was like a daily thing, Monday to Friday. Like 4 p.m. type shit.
You're right. Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtles, I think, might have been on Fox. So that's the thing. Like, Channel 11 didn't play any kids shows. It was only on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
So the Saturday... But here's what made CW also kind of weird. Saturday mornings, you get the kids shows. And then for the rest of the day, it's like the network took a day off. So they would only play, like, movies. Like, Star Wars, Superman movie.
Yeah.
Like, they'd play all these old-ass...
After the cartoons was over, it was just movies.
Yeah, it'd be, like, in the late in the day, they would play, like, Tarzan. Not Tarzan. Hercules. Like the Hercules, like live action show.
Oh my God, Xena.
And Xena. Like, come on, yo. I know y'all remember Xena. Like, that chick was brawling, bro.
Fox was like that. Like, after a certain time, like, it would just play movies.
Yeah.
Fox is still like that. You go on the Fox channel on whatever you own, you have.
Yeah.
Where you stream your TV and it's just
it's funny, like, all these channels on the weekends, they just took a day off. Like, there was no news, no sitcoms. It was just movies. That shit was dope. And see, ABC, like, Channel 7 back then, like, they would do movies also, but they would play, like, corny movies, but they were still good, kind of like Homeward Bound, like the dog's getting lost and they got to find their way home.
Yeah.
You know, like
the weekends, the fucking, I used to never play anything.
All like, dogs that used go to heaven.
The struggle when you're home, like on a Saturday or Sunday, you're like, yo, there's nothing on TV.
Yo, ABC Family, like the ABC channel, like the only movies they would ever play that were cartoon movies were fucking The Brave Little Toaster or fucking the Goofy movie. Like
Goofy movie.
Because it was like Disney based. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was Disney based.
That's crazy.
It was also the channel where they used to play Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Yeah, yeah. Those shows made you feel good and shit. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And they always just send the family to Disney World.
See, their teenage shows that were played like on a Friday night or Thursday night were like Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Oh, Sabrina.
Like,
yeah,
that
Sabrina
was their teenage ABC, show, right? While CW11.
Yo, they were I watched Sabrina all the way through. Like, I remember every week waiting for a new episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, Harvey was he was corny. Like, her boyfriend,
yeah,
Harvey.
Yeah, but I loved Harvey.
He was corny. But you know what's crazy about that? So, that was their appeal to, like, the younger adults, right?
Yeah, like the teens, tweens.
But this is why CW11 or WB11 was killing it back then. Because they were kind of appealing to younger adults, but, like, it felt more, like...
mature.
More mature. So, like, while ABC had Sabrina, mm-hmm. WB11 had fucking... what's this chick's name? That she was out here killing vampires, Buffy. Like,
oh, they had Buffy. That's true, Buffy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That was my bitch too.
Like, keep in mind, you're young, and you're like, damn. Like, I think Buffy's a little bit more
Charmed.
Badass.
They had Charmed. Like, yeah. That's what I thought you was gonna say because you were gonna stick with the witch theme.
Yeah.
Because like Sabrina the Teenage Witch was like, oh, it was like cute, kind of sitcom-y, yeah. Like, you know, poof. And then Charmed was like more.
You know, the thing about Sabrina the Teenage Witch, to me at least, the only good thing about that show was the fucking cat and the aunts. The aunts were hilarious. Like, the aunts were cool.
I
love that cat.
I always said if I had a black cat, I want to name him Salem.
Yeah. And I think you and everybody else in America.
I love that cat.
Nah, this is really some memory lane shit right now. Like, I really used to watch all this shit. Remember when, was it ABC?
The struggles of having no cable.
ABC, there was that other channel that was like Channel 9 back then. It was like, not ABC.
Oh, UPN.
UPN or something?
Yeah, they used to play Girlfriends, The Parkers,
yeah,
Moesha.
So that was the more, they were trying to be more,
quote unquote, unpolitically urban. Correct, urban, yeah.
Yeah, the urban channel. But I used to watch that channel a lot because they used to have the, TGIF was ABC.
Yeah.
But the Urban Channel, which was UPN or whatever, mm-hmm. I used to watch that one the most because...
used to love the Parkers.
Yeah, I used to watch the Parkers, fucking...
They played Moesha
Girlfriends was
there.
My shit. Moesha. I feel like the wrestling was on there too. Wasn't SmackDown on that channel? I think SmackDown was on that channel.
I don't know. There was two, right? There was WWF back when it was...
Well, back then was WWF. That's what I used to watch.
And then Monday Night SmackDown was on a different channel, no?
So SmackDown was on Thursday nights. Anybody could watch it.
Oh, Monday Night Raw.
And then Monday Night Raw was on cable. And I was never able to watch Monday Night Raw until like years later.
I was able to watch SmackDown on Fridays.
Because it was free. But the funny thing is that, you know, that back then, like, not to get into wrestling, and I don't care for wrestling mm-hmm. anymore.
I'm not going to lie, back then, that was a big deal. If you wasn't part of that culture, you was living under a rock. Like, I remember going to school the following Monday and talking about it. Like, yeah, like did you see The Rock? Did you see the Stone Cold?
Yeah, like, yo, fucking Stephanie McMahon and the Triple H got married. Did you see
Rikishi just like booty, booty rubs on, on nah, this guy?
They used to do this thing where it was like all the wrestlers, they were, it was all one company. So they used to get drafted to either Raw or SmackDown. So then every Thursday was the same wrestlers. Like The Rock was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Triple H was on SmackDown. Like all these people were on that. And then everybody else went to Raw. But then they would do things later on and then they would like
they would bring draft them together.
They bring them together or draft them, just separate them. And next thing you know, people who used to be on SmackDown, now they're on Raw and vice versa. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like I would
rewatch a lot of these older fights because I remember one year watching a Royal Rumble for the first time.
Yo, Royal Rumble was a shit. It's like 20-30 heads in one ring, and like if you get out the ring,
and
you're
it was
done.
Like all your favorite people.
Yeah, it's like if you get out the ring, you're disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying your best to not get pushed out the ring. That shit was hilarious.
But I think it was something that was on pay per view. Yeah, like you had to pay to watch the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. My favorite shit was like the first time. Shout out to anybody who remembers this. The first time, I think it was the first time they ever did the TLC, the tables, ladders, and chairs.
Ooh.
And it was on a pay per view for WrestleMania. It was like the year 2000 or 99.
Wasn't there like a crazy one? It was like the Dudley Boys and like the Hardy Boys.
It was the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, and
those crews were infamous for like tables, ladders, and chairs.
It might have been Chris and Edge.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it was literally the people who were the best with the tables, the best with the chairs, and the best with the
ladders.
With the ladders. And that shit went on for like an hour. Like that fight literally is still considered one of the best
fights. People actually got injured during that fight.
Yeah, people got injured. At one point they stacked like 100 tables and like Jeff Hardy went through all of it. Like just like he could have got the bag with the belt, but instead he decided to like throw himself to stop somebody else, and he went through like 10 tables. That shit was nuts.
I think after that fight, certain people weren't allowed to like jump anymore.
Yeah, or like jump. You can't jump,
or like you can't like fly off the ladder no more because
more jumping jacks.
Because I feel like one of the Hardy Boys had to stop flying.
So Jeff, Jeff stood. Who was the other Hardy Boys? I forgot the other dude. Ed and Jeff. I forgot. The one that looked crazy, the one that looked like Takashi, like that he was like the crazy looking one. Yeah. He left the show after that, like for a long time.
Yeah, because I think like he broke mad bones doing that shit. Yeah,
and then the other one stood behind, and then Lita was.
Lita was.
That was
a little,
my baby. That was my baby.
She a little thing a thing.
Yeah, until she got pregnant by Kane, and then that was a big thing.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was like a whole thing. Like he raped her. Yo,
what?
Show was crazy.
WWE used to go way too far.
The storylines were nuts. Like
way too fucking
like,
far.
Like, yo, he raped her. Like, this shit is
freaking crazy. Do you remember the whole shit with Triple H and, like, Stephanie McMahon and their whole love story? And it was, like, really weird. There was a lot of shit that used to go on with that I used to be like, why would they air this?
Like, dudes would be in a fucking ambulance truck. Like, they need medical attention and, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin would like run his truck into that truck.
Yeah.
And get them into an accident type shit.
And all you hear is the announcers, oh!
Oh my God! Oh my God! He did it again! You know how many times...
Nobody's like, stopping
the
him!
The owner of the whole shit, Vince McMahon, like you know how many times he was dropping N-bombs and shit? Like,
yeah.
He was going off. Like he'd walk up to Booker T and be like, what's up, my N? Like...
It's weird. Nuts. I don't know. That whole shit was crazy.
That show was like going crazy for a minute there. Like they were doing a lot of crazy
shit.
But
I used to watch that shit every week.
Yeah, man. That shit was lit, man. I don't care if it was fake. That shit was lit, man. The story was crazy.
I mean, some people are just so annoying. They're like, you're so immature if you watch that and you think it's real. It's just like, shut the fuck up. Nobody's that dumb. After a while, as soon as you get older, you know it's fake. But you watch it for entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, the injuries are real.
I saw some shit on there that was real before.
Yeah, there was like a people fight actually where, like bleeding.
That whole
like,
shit about Kane and the Hardy Boys or whatever. Mm-hmm. He really did put a chair in between his neck. and he like jumped off the shit and landed on it. And this dude literally was bleeding blood. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you see the clip online, you can find it. Like, that shit was real. There was no way that was fake.
There was also one where, like, somebody hopped off, like, the top rope or top of a cage, and they fell in the middle of the ring, and the whole ring collapsed.
Yeah, so that was...
That wasn't staged or anything. That was for real.
So that was Brock Lesnar and The Big Show.
Yeah.
And the reason I... Because the other day, we saw The Big Show at the airport, because WrestleMania was here in Charlotte or some shit.
Oh, nice.
That's like, dope. A few months ago. And... We saw The Big Show walking in the airport. He was lost. Like, people were like giving him directions. And I was like, yo, have you ever seen the video clip of Brock Lesnar doing like throwing him off the ropes into the ring and it broke? That was like the year 2001 or some shit. I'll never forget.
Like, it for real broke.
The shit literally broke. Like, he was too heavy.
They were both heavy. They're both like 200 and something pound dudes. No,
more than that. Ooh, that Big Show is like
three.
He's like 2 tons.
2 tons. But even Brock Lesnar, like, he's freaking huge. He's like all muscle.
Yeah. Imagine the people listening to this right now.
They're falling into a ring and it's like it broke in the middle.
People listening to this right now, they're like, what the fuck is they, what are they talking about? Who the fuck is wrestling? Like, I don't watch wrestling. Yo, we're not really into wrestling. I feel like people are going to think we're really into wrestling. We're not.
Not really. I mean, I'm cultured. Stop watching it. We're cultured.
Yeah, we understand.
We understand it, and I get it, and I was around for certain legends. And
By the way.
Yeah.
Earlier, we were talking about the Credit Report song.
Oh, yeah.
And then we talked about Education Connection. Now, let's see if y'all remember this gem. Shout out to all the Spanish people that know about this. Who remembers IO Digital Cable?
Who call remembers that banger about reggaeton? Whenever you're able. 877-393-4448. Yeah.
Yo, Optimum IO Digital Cable? Yo, they had actual reggaeton songs.
Mi gente, Optimum Triple Play is in the house. IO Digital Cable. Watch a lot of channels whenever you're able. HD is free. Let me put it on the table. For $29.95, you get to sign the label.
The commercials, and you could only watch this on like Telemundo and Univision.
I don't know.
That's fucking classic.
Shout out to the people, like those companies, because Optimum is now what?
Spectrum. I think so.
Spectrum, way back in the days, they spent that guap because that commercial was everywhere, and it did its goddamn job. Because to this day, how do I remember that number? 877-393.
You know what number I always remember, but right now I bet I'm not gonna remember it. Because I'm on the spot, but remember, like, the commercial for the carpets?
No.
That would come on CW11?
Nope.
288-2300 Empire.
Oh, yeah.
That might, but see, sometimes I wonder if this was only in New York.
1-877-CARS for kids.
1-877-CARS for kids. This might just be a tri-state area thing. Maybe. Because I don't think that the Salino and Barnes commercials were playing out here in Charlotte. Like,
cantazo. What's that
one? Un cantazo. Un sobretazo. Un balibazo. Un balibazo.
1-800 cantazo. It's like, wow.
Help, I'm falling. I can't get up. That's life alert. That's different. I want my money and I need it now.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's Salino and Barnes.
I don't know
also.
If that had a number, though.
See, but Salino and Barnes, that's like a law in New York, like a law firm in New York. They're not going to take cases out here.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So that commercial probably only played in the tri-state area.
Yeah. Here we are thinking
that people,
everybody knows
people
that.
In the South know about the shit. They don't know about the shit. You know what's, there's a song that plays here in North Carolina.
What?
For like a buy used cars type shit. And it's so fucking annoying. And a commercial plays everywhere, but only here in Charlotte, I think.
I've never heard of it.
It's the one that goes like, WeBuyAnyCar.com. 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 It's like some stupid ass.
I've never heard this shit in my life.
It's the most annoying shit in the world. It's so fucking annoying.
We buy any car.
.com.
I mean, I feel like if we were on the board, I don't know, I'd be kind of picky.
What do you mean?
Like if somebody comes to my table and was like, here's my next idea for our next commercial. I made this really annoying song. And I think it's going to stick and people are just going to remember it. I don't know. Like, I'd be one of the skeptics on the table. I'd be like, it's got to be super annoying for it to work.
Yeah. Because that should, I mean, we remember shit from our past.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking songs, right? So.
Yeah. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R.
Baloney has a second name. It's M-Y-E-A-R.
What are you spelling? Myra?
Myra. Oscar Mayer.
Has his way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. To this day, that's how I remember how to spell bologna.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Bologna.
Let me tell you something. If you eat bologna, you might be trash. Like, hear me out. We all been
trash. Shout out to Are You Trash podcast.
Nah, because we've all been trash before. Like, we come from trash, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I remember
bologna. The fact that we know this much about non-cable television.
Yeah, it says a lot because like we didn't have cable till we were teenagers. So
yeah,
but baloney, like what the fuck?
You want to know something though? Even in my brokest of broke, I just didn't eat bologna. I'd rather just have a cheese sandwich, like, or just mayo and bread because I'm not gonna eat bologna. Bologna's gross.
There was a time where like I had no choice but to eat that shit, and sometimes I think in school they gave.
I will just have bread with mayo if I have to. Like, no fucking bologna. So is bologna
the hot dog of cold cuts?
I think so.
That's what it is? It's like a hot dog is smashed?
What is bologna? What is it? Is it beef? Is it ham?
It's probably some shit that will kill you. Like, what the fuck?
Why are
you
eating bologna? That shit is just rubber.
Yo, honestly, if you eat bologna as an adult, like, yo, like, what the fuck are you, what are you doing?
Literally, it's like they took carne and chicle and they just, like, chewed it together. And then they spit it out and put it in a thing. I was like, this is bologna.
For those of you that don't speak Spanish, she just said meat and bubble gum and chewing gum.
And just like smashed it all together and then they put it in like a tube or whatever.
Why is bologna always slimy?
It's gross.
Like you got to rinse your bologna sometimes. Bologna. It's like that thick piece of ham that's been sitting there for too long.
There's nothing tasty about it. It's not like when you eat a piece of salami or like a piece of ham or a piece of turkey, whatever. It tastes like something, right? Like, it tastes like the meat. Bologna, it tastes like rubber to me.
It is.
It literally doesn't taste like meat. It tastes like gummy. Like, fake. I don't know. I can't. Ugh. Just thinking about it. It makes my tooth ache hurt.
Yo, stop eating bologna, yo. Fucking grow up.
Fucking fuck out of here. That shit will give you gingivitis. Don't eat it. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yo, shall we cover what we watched the other day? I think we should.
Sure.
So the other day we went to the movie theater to watch a movie that we were kind of highly anticipating.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. So what? It's been 2 weeks now?
We're a little bit late on the train.
But yeah, there you go. So there was a movie that we really wanted to watch before it came out. We were excited. Finally comes out. Name of the movie is Bullet Train. And this is one of those movies that's just star-studded.
Yeah.
Action, nonstop type of movie.
Starring Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. So many people. Oh, it's just like you can't even name them all.
Like I actually don't know all of their names.
I forgot
what I would say name. The dude from Atlanta that he's also in that Disney movie as a superhero. The bigger dude, you know.
Yeah.
What's his face?
I forget his name. But
I forget his name. And I then the girl from, name. She's in one of those Netflix shows.
Yeah, she's in some shit. And then, but everybody knows that this movie is the movie with Bad Bunny in it.
Bad Bunny's in it.
Yeah. So this fucking movie, like.
I mean, he's in it for like 10 minutes
max. So this movie, let's keep it real. Like, it's like, it's nothing to write home about. It's nothing to like talk about.
No,
it's it's decent. It's not bad. I don't think it's a bad movie. I personally feel like it could have been better, but it really is just action from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And it's one of those movies where you're kind of like, okay, this is going kind of slow. And then the last 20 minutes is like the best part of the movie. Right? Pretty like much. All the good shit happens in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Okay, to give this some context, before going to watch this movie, I was out with my friends and we were at a brunch. And by the time I went to go watch this movie, I was shwasted. Like, very much so, very drunk.
Yeah,
I had lots of champagne in my body. And by the time I went to go see that movie, it was just kind of like, I fell asleep, like, beforehand, before we had to go to the movie theater, I fell asleep in my bed. Jose had to, like, wake me up at least 6 or 7 times. I got dragged to the mall to go to the movie theater, and about halfway through the movie, I fell asleep.
How annoying is that?
I fell asleep for, like, 5 minutes, and then I woke up at the very end. So I saw the majority of it. I missed, like, 5 minutes of the movie.
And while Desi speaks, I'm opening up a bag of cheese doodles.
Yay. Ooh, cheese doodles. Dang, I wish I could eat cheese doodles. So I don't know if it was partly due to that, but I'm not even going to lie. Somebody else that we saw the movie with also agreed that about halfway through the movie, they also started getting sleepy. Like, they were falling asleep. I don't know. I try to give it the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, I was just drunk and I was just out of it. But it did bore me. Like, halfway through the movie, I got bored.
All right. Let me give my take without being rude, because I'm chewing on this crunchy ass shit. Yeah. Shout out to the old school cheese doodles.
4 or 5. OG cheese puffs. Cheese doodle puff. The puffy ones, not the...
Mm-hmm.
Not the blue bag, the red bag. Even though the blue bag is clutch too.
Yeah, sometimes.
But the red bag?
Yeah, it's puffy cheese doodles. Just a classic. So what I want to say about this movie is, you're right, it's not great.
It wasn't that good.
I was still into it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, I love Japanese culture. Like, it took place in Japan. The way it was filmed, the colors were so vibrant and beautiful, and the contrast was so perfect. Visually, it's very pleasing to watch. Now, this is the thing about the movie. I feel like it falls into this category of movies like Pulp Fiction. Would you agree with that?
I was going to say it gave me Quentin Tarantino vibes.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, the way it was filmed and, like, the way it was kind of, like, it was action-packed and a lot of, like, blood and gore, but there was a hint of, like sarcasm, mystery, and satire. And
yeah, like, it was funny.
Funny, but also serious, and it gave me a lot of Quentin Tarantino vibes. Like, when you watch those kinds of movies, whether it's Pulp Fiction or, quick, give me some more.
I can't think of any right now.
Kill Bill.
Yeah, Kill Bill, shit like that. That reminded me a lot of Kill Bill.
Yeah.
So
what is it? The Eight, Crazy Eight, or whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, the Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
So the thing about that reminds me of Tarantino movies is that they do shit like that where, there's a lot of, like, back and forth showing you, like, stuff that they've done. Or, like, I was going to say sequels. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, flashbacks.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, I feel like this is one of those movies where it's not that good, mm-hmm. but it has a potential to be considered, like, a classic movie because of movies like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Because I want to just keep it real. I know people who love Pulp Fiction. I didn't really like it. Yeah, I saw it, like, maybe 5 years ago, and I was like, what's all the hype? But it's a classic, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like Bullet Train is just like that. It's one of those movies where it's not the best movie, but it's considered a classic because of the way it's shot, because of the way it looks, because of maybe other things that were done that was never done in a movie with certain camera shots.
One of the characteristics that I always give Quentin Tarantino, I have to look up who directed Bullet Train, but most of those Quentin Tarantino movies, if you've seen them all, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's filmed in a way like a comic book or an anime would be filmed. Like, you get certain angles and certain close-ups. It's like as if you're watching a comic book in live action, if that makes sense. It's very weird. It's hard to explain, but if you've seen many Quentin Tarantino movies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I got that from this.
I feel like out of all his movies, I think one of my favorites has to be Kill Bill. That series is so fire.
Yeah, I love Kill Bill.
When it came out when I was younger, I didn't like it. I remember watching it and I did not like it at all. And then when I rewatched it with you, because you had never seen it, mm-hmm. I remember rewatching it with you and I was like, this shit is fucking fire.
I like Kill Bill.
Kill Bill was fire. So Bullet Train reminded me a lot of Kill Bill.
I think the colors, my favorite one to this day is the Django.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, let's do this real quick. Fuck, Mary Kill, Ronald McDonald, the Colonel Sanders from KFC, Burger King. And you and I were talking about this mad random one.
I would kill Ronald McDonald.
Because he gives you, like, pedophile vibes.
Yeah, I feel like he does more with these kids than we know, and I don't like him. And he's scary.
And, like, whatever happened to all his friends? Like, Grimace... And them. Mm-hmm. Like, are they dead? Are they chicken nuggets now?
Yeah, he hella fake. Food. He left his crew behind.
Like. Yeah, like, he's fake. So we kill him for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would marry the Colonel Sanders.
Same.
Yeah,
because I would marry the Colonel.
Because he wears a white suit, and this is what we talked about. He's very colonial.
I said that he reminds me of Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
In the Django.
In Django. Because he looked like a slave owner.
Yeah. So KFC, Sanders... The Colonel Sanders definitely got slave owner vibes. Mm-hmm. But, and that's fucked up, and we don't condone this on this podcast.
Yeah, fuck that.
But.
I would kill you, but it looks like you got old money.
You got old money.
So, and you old, period.
So I'd marry you.
So I'll marry you and just wait till you die and then collect as fuck, all the
so
riches.
Like, you dead, so your dick don't work. Like, we good. Yeah. We don't got to do anything with you.
Like, I would marry him only for, like, sugar baby tendencies. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna take your money, wait till you die.
And then we obviously would fuck the Burger King because he looks like he fucked the shit out of
you. Is it just me, but all of the Burger King commercials, he got swag. The Burger King got swag.
The fucking cape that he wears or whatever. What's that shit? It's a cape, right? The
cloak or whatever.
The cloak. He just looks swaggy.
But he be doing the commercials, doing dances and stuff like that. Like getting girls, wearing the shades. He be wearing the chain. Come on, he got swag.
So we definitely fucking Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? Cap'n Crunch. Ready? Cap'n Crunch. The Rice Krispie dudes.
All three of them?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Damn.
Or Toucan Sam.
You know what I thought you were going to ask me? I thought you were going to ask me Cap'n Crunch or the
Honey that... Honey Bee.
What?
Or Tony the Tiger.
No, listen.
Oh, okay.
The guy from the Quaker Oats box. Because I thought they were the same motherfucker for many years.
They do look the same.
With that doofy-ass hat. Those doofy-ass colonial
That pilgrim
hats.
Shit. I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
Okay.
Captain Crunch. You thinking of cereals? Or, okay, no, okay, you tell me.
No, okay. Fuck, marry, kill, right? Listen.
Okay, go.
Captain Crunch.
I like how he's been the only consistent one in the world. Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Quaker Oats guy. Right? Who's a Quaker. And the third one is Christopher Columbus.
Well, I would kill Christopher Columbus because fuck him.
Yeah, but if you kill him, I know it's easy to hate him, but if you hate him, our lives could have been so different. Like, you never know. Like, America would have got discovered later
on. No, but this is after the fact. This is.
Oh, you mean like now? He's alive right now.
Yeah. I would kill him. And then who's left? The Quaker Oats guy and the Cap'n Crunch?
Quaker Oats, like, he might be there for your health in the long term. You know what I'm saying? And he'll look out for you.
That's the truth, because he makes grits, oatmeal, cereal.
He's more husband-like. Captain Crunch is more like a fuck.
Yeah, like
Captain
a one-and-go.
Captain Crunch is a fuckboy.
Like a one-and-go.
Yeah, Captain Crunch is a fuckboy. Like, his cereal will be fucking up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, if you eat him with no milk.
Hey, yo!
That should be scratching the shit out of the roof of your mouth.
Hey, yo, watch
it. But I'm not going to lie, Captain Crunch berries, superior of all cereals.
That's debatable, but yeah. You going to take Quaker Oats down or what?
I think I would fuck Quaker Oats.
What the fuck? That's boring.
And marry Cap'n Crunch.
Yo, that's a boring fuck.
Only because Cap'n Crunch looks younger. He'll be around for much longer, I think.
So you'd rather marry the guy who's going to be along for longer? If I was a girl, I'd marry the guy who's going to die the soonest. Just so I can get that money and get the fuck out of here and get somebody I like. That was fuck, marry, kill, y'all. We'll have another one for next episode.
Give us some more characters and we'll tell you our choices.
They have to be very similar in a way. By the way, being that Cap'n Crunch is an F-boy, he's a fuck-boy. We did finish watching Fuckboy Island on HBO Max. Season 2. What a fucking twist at the end, but not really, because I saw that shit coming. I don't want to really say what it is, because some people might be watching that. But, yeah, that show was fucking a wreck.
I knew that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Hence why I don't really like these shows. I'm not going to lie. Because F-Boy Island is the way it is, there's a certain episode before the finale where you do find out who is an F-Boy and who's not. After that point, I'm no longer interested. I am no longer interested. I really don't care who the girls pick, because the girls always pick the guy who's not good for them, and it's fucking annoying. I don't know. It doesn't entertain me as much. Like, now I already know who's an F-boy and who's not, and it's just kind of, like, boring. But
You liked the messy shit.
The messy shit was I. It was I.
And yeah, it was exactly that. It was a mess. On the messy scale, I'll give it a solid 8. Compared to Ultimatum, let me tell you something. If you want to see a fucking messy ass show, toxic ass people, watch the fucking Ultimatum.
I didn't even finish it yet.
That shit, on the messy scale, I give it a solid 9.
I got to go back and finish it.
I've already seen the finale.
You did?
And reunion. It's fucking messy, and I couldn't sit through it without getting upset.
I might have to go back and watch that. I feel bad because I feel like for the last like 15 minutes, our listeners have been listening to us talk about Fuck, Marry, Kill while we're like chomping on fucking cheese noodles.
This is real as it fucking gets.
Yeah. But we're literally just on a fucking couch, like chilling. Like yeah, that's probably not professional, but fuck it. You know, we were kind of hungry for a snack. Be happy it ain't more snacks than that. Last thing I wanted to touch on before we go was the audacity. Like, where do people get the audacity? Just for anything.
Oh, okay. You're having like a meeting. First of all, why?
Yeah.
Second of all, how dare you?
Exactly. Where do you get the audacity to do some of the things you do? So last month, some girl named Chef Pie or some shit like that, she made her own secret sauce. Right?
Mm.
She named it Pink Sauce because she wanted to make it.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah. Okay.
So she wanted to make it like a thing. Like, yo, let me pass the pink sauce. Like,
yeah, she was trying to come up.
She was trying to come up. Yeah. And I get it. Like, get it. The vision of it, the whole, I get it.
I think it could have been successful.
It could have been very successful. So she makes this thing. She's just some girl, makes this fucking pink sauce. It looks kind of cool, but it also looks kind
of
questionable.
It goes viral all over TikTok. So, of course, once it goes viral there, everybody going to want to try it, have it, buy it. The girl decided, you know what? I'm going to start bottling this shit up and I'm going to sell it. Here's where shit went south, right? Here's the thing. When you sell anything that's consumable or edible, there's a lot of procedures and protocol you have to follow. The girl, what she did is she just put it in some bottles there. She stuck it whatever like sticker on it. Old ketchup
bottles or some shit. Like
old ketchup bottles, whatever. Stuck some sticker on there, typed up whatever the fuck on the back, and then put it in envelopes and just mailed it out like that.
Yeah.
And now if any of you guys have ever worked in the food industry business or have ever worked around food, you already know there's a lot of red flags, right? When you make something that's edible and consumable, you have to make sure that every fucking ingredient is listed on the bottle as well as accurate nutrition facts on the back as well. There was none of that. There was shit missing. There was typos and nutrition facts were all fucked. Second thing, again, when you're serving something consumable and edible and something that contains probably dairy or milk or eggs, they have to be refrigerated or packaged properly, not just stuffed in an envelope and sent out where it might take days or weeks to get to somebody. Now that milk or dairy or eggs, whatever's included in that product, is going to fucking spoil and explode and bloat. It's going to be inedible. It's going to be nasty. It's going to make people sick. And so, yeah, that didn't happen either. It was just like wrapped up in some bubble wrap and stuck in some envelope and sent out.
So she sold out. People wanted the pink sauce because I'm not going to lie. I saw like some of the clips and shit and the pictures. Y'all go on Google.
It should look like Pepto-Bismol to me. I don't know.
Look up pink sauce. Just look it up. Y'all see. It looks kind of cool, but it also looks like Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look appetizing to me.
To me either. But
I can get the viralness of it. People were curious. Like, yo, what is this bright ass pink sauce that this girl's putting on her
food?
Yeah,
she's putting on everything. She's putting on fries, fucking burgers.
Chicken
salads, everything.
Sandwiches on everything, yeah.
So the shit goes viral. It sells out. She starts getting like messages and calls and shit from like customers and from companies like pretty much trying to tell her that she got to shut her shit down. So she pretty much got shut down and she went online to say like, this is all fucked up. They did it just because she's a woman of color or whatever. But the reality is that a whole bunch of people started getting sick from this shit.
Yeah.
Because there are things in there that contain mayonnaise, like there's mayonnaise in it.
Yeah, milk.
Milk and other things to give it the consistency. And that stuff can't be out for too long. And then it was like this whole thing where she was like on a live, Instagram live. And then somebody wrote to her. They were like, yo, like the FDA like banned your shit. And she was just like, well, I don't got to listen to the FDA because this is not medical products. This is food.
Oh,
and
no.
She didn't realize that the FDA, the
I feel genuinely so bad because I genuinely do want to see people winning. Like, I do want to see people, like, make their money, make your bread. Girl, start a business. That shit would have been, honestly, if it was done correctly and, like, done the way it's supposed to be done, this girl would have made making money. Who knows? That bottle would have been in supermarkets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been a big thing. But this is what happens when, like, you don't exactly do all of the research and do everything you're supposed to do before you start. If she would have done the
due diligence, she could have been a fucking millionaire.
She could have been. She really could have been. Because I honestly, when I first heard of it, I was like, you know what? This girl might have something. Because if it's viral on TikTok and people start buying it, who knows? Like, maybe she'll get hit up by Walmart. Like, hey, we want to stock your sauce. Like, this girl could have gone global. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been a really big thing.
But unfortunately, she doesn't realize that the F in FDA stands for food.
Food.
So, yeah, man, she's pretty much shut down. And, like, the opportunity that she could have had to make...
Dang, I feel so bad. To change your life, it's gone. I feel so bad.
But she kind of fucked up. You can't just be making random shit and not say the truth about what's in it. You need to tell everybody what's in it.
Not just that. You just need to do... You need to do your due diligence. You need to make sure that you're doing everything possible to make sure that your shit is up to par. All your T's are crossed. Your I's are dotted. Before you do anything like that, especially when you're selling food, oh my gosh, like, it's one of the reasons why I'm scared to even, like, own a restaurant or bar in the future, because there's so much that goes into handling food. Like, you need to get your food handler's license, you need to be educated, you need to get inspected, and
that blah, blah.
It's
me,
a lot.
It scares me to think about, like, owning a place, like, that makes food or just selling food and knowing that somebody got sick.
Oh my God, I'd be heartbroken.
I'd be like, oh fuck, I did that.
I think I would want to close that same day.
Like, this girl, she's lucky she ain't getting sued out here.
That could, I mean, for all we know, maybe she is. I don't know. I genuinely do feel bad, because I feel like this would have been a really good come up for her.
Welp. Wait, don't you say welp? You do welp.
Welp. Well, guys, word of advice, if the sauce is pink, don't eat it. I don't know. Maybe not, because there's some Dominican pink sauce that you put on chimis and shit. That shit's great.
Yeah, but that just be mayo
and ketchup.
Mayo, ketchup, and some other shit.
Well, anyways,
I'll tell you what my pastor once told me: two in the pink, one in the stink. Right. All right.
All right, guys. Well, if you've been with us since season one, episode one, and you're here with us up until now, you are the truest fucking Papa. You're part of the Papa Nation. You're part of the Papa family. And we love you, 3008.
By the way, like, look at yourself. Do you feel like you're starting to look like a potato? If so, you're here. You made it. You're one of
you
us.
You made it. You made it in life. And if you want to support us in any way, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our fucking podcast. We have an episode.
Every now and then.
Every now and again. But we have like over 40 episodes to listen to. So if we don't have an episode this week, just go back and listen to. Go back and listen to some old ones. There's some great
hilarious.
Ones.
That's hilarious.
And if you have some extra money, extra coin. Shout outs too.
Deadassmarket.com.
There's some hats on there.
By the way, I heard some people saying, like, deadassmarket.com, like, they try to go on there and it wasn't working. I'm here to tell you guys it's officially back up and running. Go on there.
Oh, check it was out under construction for a little bit.
Yeah. There was some stuff going on, but it's definitely back and running. There's some hats on there. There is one shirt on there that was kind of like a prototype that we kind of worked on. It's the Dead Icy shirt. Check it out. See if you like it. It's very unique. It's some icy ass shit. Don't you want to be an icy ass motherfucker? Like, you know what I'm saying? Glacier girl and icy boy? I bet.
All right, guys. Well, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And we'll be back whenever we feel like it. All right.
Love y'all.
Bye.